Praise the Lord. I'm glad that all of you are joining, and yet there are still many more that do join. And I am so grateful, and I'm thankful. This Dream Team prayer line has certainly been a blessing to me, because I have to get in that word, and I have to study that word, and it's a blessing, because that word is just powerful, and it helps us to grow. That's how we grow. Amen. And so glory to God. I'm thanking God for just all that he has done and yet to do. God bless you. So tonight I am going to ask you to turn to the book of Haggai, and that's in the Old Testament, closer to the back. And Haggai, the second chapter, and we're going to read a little bit tonight, and I pray that God will just anoint your hearing. Praise God. And this is just an encouragement where the Lord has spoken to Haggai, and to encourage the people of God, and to encourage the ones that have been in exile, but God has delivered them and is letting them know, God's letting them know that he hasn't forgotten them. Praise God. So I'm just going to start at the first verse. Again, that's Haggai, the second chapter. And it reads, in the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, he says, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I command with you. He says, I covenant with you. When you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens. Y'all listen to this. I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory. That means the presence of God, God's glory. Saith the Lord of hosts. He says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory, meaning God's presence, of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, again, saith the Lord of hosts. Just reminding the people that, yes, you've been in exile, but I was with you when you came to deliver you from Egypt. And yes, you've been in a place now that it, even in this temple, it's no comparison to what that you were used to when Solomon's temple. Let me give you a little footnote. See, this is Haggai's second message he's given during the Feast of the Tabernacles. The older people could remember the incredible beauty of Solomon's temple, but it was destroyed 66 years earlier. Many people, they were discouraged because the rebuilt temple was so inferior to what Solomon had built. You know, Solomon had, everything was perfect. Everything was just, I mean, it was just beautiful. Even beautiful is not the word. That when God says, David, you're not going to build me this temple, but it's your son Solomon's going to do it. And it was a beautiful temple for God to dwell. But see, Haggai, his job, as God kept reminding him and kept reminding him to say to the people, say to the people, thus saith the Lord, that you should encourage them, Haggai, with God's message that the splendor of the temple would surpass that of its predecessor. In other words, this new temple that's coming forward is going to be even, it's going to exceed the beauty of Solomon's temple. But listen, the most important part of the temple is that God's presence is there. And listen, the most important part even of any church service or gathering is that the presence of the Lord shows up. Because if the presence of the Lord isn't there, we're just kind of like just making noise and just sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. But when the presence of the Lord shows up, it makes all the difference. Say amen to that. And also, Haggai reminded them, be strong, he says, and then work. It's not enough to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, but then there's a work, there's a job for each and every one of us to do. More than coming to church and receiving a word and shouting and clapping your hands and feeling good, we ought to take all of that glory, all of that presence, take it out and give it to someone else. We are expected as the people of God to share the glory, share God's blessings, share the goodness of the Lord. We are commanded as ministers of God, yes, ministers, to give out that word to somebody else. Reach someone. If you can only reach one, that's all right. There is something that God has done for you that you can share with someone else. So that is awesome. So we as a people, we've got to do that. And see, listen, when God has promised, he says to shake all the nations, my God, he's reminding them that his judgment, he was speaking of both the present judgment and of the present time, and also the future judgment of the last days. And reminded him, he reminded the people, says, Haggai, remind the people, encourage them. Remember, just because you see the way it is now, that doesn't mean it's the way it's going to be. He says, reminding them that the silver is mine, and all the gold is mine, saith the Lord. He has everything, the sea, the earth, the heavens, everything belongs to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just received a blessing, reading that and studying that word is just awesome. So I want to concentrate mainly on that ninth verse of Haggai. The ninth verse, it says, and the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. Says who? Says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Praise God. And if I were to use for a topic and for a thought on this evening, it would be the glory of the latter day blessings. The glory of the latter day blessings. And, you know, when he's talking about the temple, but then I begin to think, as God began to reveal to me, that we are the temple of God. And according to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, Paul says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? The Holy Spirit dwells and lives in us. He says, whom you have received from God, God's Holy Spirit, it is a gift, and we are blessed to have the gift of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding and giving us the Word of God and expounding on God's Word, revelation of his Word. He says, you are not your own. We're not our own. He says, for we were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Jesus paid his precious blood and life that you and I could be redeemed, that we can share in the blessings of God. We say latter day. Think about it. You know, if some of us are older than others, And some of us are not as old as others. But yet, even though we are entering into the latter days of our lives, praise God, we've passed the springtime. We've passed the summertime. We're now in the fall season, and some are almost in the winter of their lives. But yet, in their latter days, we can expect the glory of the Lord to show up and just comfort us and be present. One thing he said to Haggai, the prophet Haggai, he says, remind the people that I will be with them. That's all we need to know. That if God shows up, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we can make it. Say amen to that. Oh, yes. So then, and let me tell you something else about the temple. How we have to be in living in accordance to what the God says. 2 Corinthians 6, 16 through 18, he says, we are the temple of the living God. Think about it. We're the temple. We are the dwelling place of God, the living God, not the dead God, but the living God. And as God has said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And the word says, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. Listen to what the Lord is saying. I'll be a father to you. You got to come out from the unclean things, but yet, and separate yourself, says the Lord. And he says, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. That's powerful. He's giving us instructions how to be blessed, how to speak blessings over your lives. You know, there are many, many promises that God has given us, especially according to 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. He's saying, think, yes, we have these promises, but having these promises, dearly beloved, he says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. See, that's work that we have to do. Whereas God was saying to the people of Israel, he says, yes, you're going to have to work. He said, but when you work, I'm with you as you do that. And he says, this temple that you and I are working on and building right now, he says, cleanse ourselves and purify yourself. Purify your thoughts and let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's all part of perfecting holiness. In other words, in the fear of God, in the reverence of God. Oh, no, we're not there yet. Just like Paul says, in Philippians 3:13-14, he says, brethren, he says, I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't arrived yet, but this is one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and then I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, I am not what I need to be, and I haven't achieved, I haven't arrived yet, but I'm working on perfecting the holiness. He said, but I'm not worried about what I used to be. And I'm not even reflecting and keep focusing on looking back, but I'm looking forward. I'm keeping my eyes on the prize of the high calling of God through Jesus Christ. There is a higher height and a higher calling that God is reaching out to every single one of us. Each time we hear the word of God, that's life. That's the Lord calling us through his word to come up higher, reach higher heights in him. But you know, even if you don't have that press in your soul, we can pray. We can ask God to give us a hunger. Give me a thirst for righteousness. And he said that we shall be filled. Amen to that. Glory to God. We just have to keep our eyes on the prize. That prize is Jesus Christ. For Christ says, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ in us is the hope of glory of that latter day blessings. And guess what? You that are younger, maybe you're in the spring of your life, maybe the summertime of your life or whatever. You don't have to wait till you get older. You begin to speak the blessings of the Lord over your life, even right now. You speak the blessings according to the word of God. Prophesy over your own life. Learn the word of God. Begin to speak that word of God. You can command the blessings of the Lord over your life. And as you grow up in that, as you begin to practice, it's never too late. Even if you're in the winter time of your life, it's never too late to begin to speak the word of God. Speak that's positive. Speak that thing, those things that bring the presence of God in your, around your surroundings, in your home, even on your job. You can speak. If you're in an environment that people are just not living for the Lord, they have no regard for man, but yet, or regard for God, you can speak the blessings. You can already pray in your secret closet. When you show up at work, the glory of God shows up in that place. You can command the power of God to be present. When you speak the blessings of God, you speak favor. You speak in life. Amen, amen. Listen, did you know that you can envision you're living in the latter days? If you can envision what things are going to be, number one, you know the word, it never fails. You, number two, you know that God is living with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. We know that God is not slack concerning his promises. If God said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. Say amen to that. Glory to God. So it is important to know the word of God so that you can know what his promises are. So when you know those promises, begin to speak those promises. Begin to prophesy God's promises over your life, not only your life, over your children's life, over your husband's life, your wife's life. You know, maybe they're not up to where they need to be. None of us are. We haven't arrived. Just like Paul said, I have not arrived yet. I have not yet apprehended, but I'm pressing. I'm forgetting what's behind me, but I'm pressing forward. Amen, somebody. You have to know the word in order to speak the word. I'm going to say it again. You have to know the word of God in order to speak. So therefore, it's important to spend time in that word. And when you're spending time in the word, let me tell you, when you need the word, that maybe the Bible isn't in your present at the moment. Maybe the Bible, you don't have it open, you don't have access to it, but you need the word. And you can call on God in a moment of time. See, and that Holy Spirit that lives on the inside, that Holy Spirit, that comforting Holy Spirit, one of his job is to bring that truth, bring the word back to your remembrance, the things that God has spoken in his word. It'll be there for you. Amen to somebody. Listen, the spoken word, we have to be careful. Understand that our words have power. I'll say it again. Your words have power. Power, according to the Proverbs 18:21, it says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If you speak life, you can expect the fruit of that's produced from life. But if you speak death, you speak cursings, you speak things that are negative, well, guess what? That, he says, you will eat the fruit thereof. For example, if you said that, I'll never make it. Looks like every time I take one step forward, I seem to take two or three backwards. You don't want to speak those kind of words. You want to speak that I'm stepping forward in God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I am blessed. My words are blessed. My home is blessed. My children are blessed. My surroundings are blessed. I'm blessed when I sit down. I'm blessed when I get up. I'm blessed when I walk out, and I'm blessed when I return. I'm blessed when I lay down at night, because God has already commanded the angels of the Lord to take charge over me. I'm blessed when I wake up in the morning. See, it doesn't depend upon how you feel, because sometimes we rise up, this hurts, that hurts, my leg hurts, the foot hurts, whatever it is. It don't even depend on that. But you rise in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. The fact that the Spirit of God woke us up, you are blessed. A brand new day. Speak the blessings. We're talking about the glory of latter day blessings. And one thing about it, we don't even have to wait till the latter day. We get older, but start walking in those blessings now. Start speaking those blessings. Start enjoying the goodness and the refreshing of the Lord. Amen, someone. Glory to God. So the words you speak, they have the ability to give life to a person or any situation. But they can also kill or destroy a person or a situation. Words have the ability, we have the ability to speak blessings or cursings. So we choose to speak blessings, even to a negative situation. I like to say it like this sometimes. I see what I see, but I know what I know. I know what the Word of God says. I know what God has said and that I can have. Read those scriptures. Understand who you are in Him, and then apply what God says that you can have. Even in this scripture, where we're talking to Haggai, the Lord says, remind them. Remind the people. Yes, you know, you were in bondage, and you paid your debt. But now, he says, but even though that time that you were in bondage and that you paid your debt, I was still with you. I still had the promises. I still remember my covenant. He's saying that, tell the people, look up, look forward. He says, I own it all. It's going to, even this latter temple is going to be more glorious than even Solomon's temple. The same is saying to us that all we need to do is be watchful. And be mindful of what we say. That's why you want to fill yourself with the Word of God. He says, watch as well as pray. Walk in the Spirit. The Word says that we don't even worry about fulfilling the lust of the flesh, because your mind is stayed on the Lord. And His mind who stayed on the Lord, He will keep us in perfect peace. Say amen to that. Speak promises of God. Speak them out loud. Speak it in the atmosphere. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God. When you're reading the scriptures, when you're reading the promises, speak them out loud. Your faith begins to grow, and that's what you hear, and you hide that in your spirit. Hallelujah. And the next thing you know, that you'll be walking in faith, because you're talking faith, and faith becomes alive in you. And remember, Jesus said, He says, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. Glory to God. We said the glory, that's the presence of God, even in your latter days. Latter day blessings. Hallelujah. Store them up. God knows. He never forgets his labor, our labor of love. He never forgets that. He knows. He knows who loves Him. He knows who's praying and looking to Him, looking unto Him. The Bible said this poor man looked unto Him, and he said their faces were lightened. We look to the Lord for strength. He's continuously our refuge. God is continuously our strength. Hallelujah. And then He is that very present help that we need in the time of trouble. He comes that we have life and have it more abundantly. So when you get up in the morning, just practice saying that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice, and I'm glad in it. Amen. The fact that God has given us a brand new day, the fact that we woke up that morning, it's a blessing. Today, you declare and decree the favor of God will be upon all that I do, all that I set my hands to do. I decree and declare that by faith I stand on the promises of God. I decree and you declare that God will order your steps. When you pray, ask God order your steps. Ask God give you a favor. Ask before you even get in your car to go to work. Pray that the favor of God precedes you, that everything around you, the power of God is surrounding you. There is strength when you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you know that you are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, that's awesome. When you know that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You might have to go through something. Didn't say that trouble wouldn't come, but yet you don't have to give in. The trouble don't have to take you over. When you begin to prophesy over your life, prophecy is just purely speaking what thus saith the Lord. Power. There's power in what you say. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Deuteronomy 28:13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head. Remember that. And not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments that the Lord has spoken. Praise God. He says, I will cause you to lend and not borrow. Praise God. Not there yet, but God, I'm prophesying. I'm believing that. I speak that over my life, that I will have more than enough. Amen. Praise God. The simple prayer that when Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, and one of the things he said, he says, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. In other words, give me everything I need today that will sustain me, that will keep me, that will provide for me. I have all sufficiency at all times according to the grace of God. Amen, amen. I wish I could tell you more, but the time goes so quickly. But we do praise God. I thank God. The glory of the latter day blessings. So live in the moment. Live in the blessings of God. Speak those blessings now. And as you go through the seasons of life, you'll know the word of God. The word, it comes real to you. That word is quick, is powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I thank God for this word. Oh, my goodness, I thank God. It's like having a new lease on life when you know what thus saith the Lord, when you know who you are in God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we're still praying for all those names that were on our prayer list and in our prayer box. We have some special prayer requests even tonight. Ms. Carolyn Johnson, that's Nikki's mother-in-law. We continually pray for Mother Dolores Liggins. I spoke to her today, and she declares the word of God. She says God is good to her. Praise God. We're praying continually even for Deacon Walter Brown. We're praying for Mr. Bernard Hatcher. We're praying, and that Hatcher family. We're praying for Miss Betty Ann Davis. I spoke with her. She is holding on yet. She's in pain, but God is continuously blessing her. She grabs hold of his faith. She says, I'm not letting go. And then we pray for Mom Lena Patton. Praise God. We just know that we're praying for all you that are, some that are sick and they're shut in. God knows. He knows all the particulars. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we worship you tonight. We just thank you, Lord. We honor you, God. You are awesome. You're so blessing to us, God. We are blessed just to be able to call on you. We are blessed that you will call us your sons and your daughters. We thank you for being our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for being El Elyon. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being Jehovah Nissi. We thank you for being Jehovah Tiskanu. We thank you for being Jehovah Shammah. We bless you, for being our healer. Hallelujah, our deliverer. Hallelujah, more than enough. We honor you. We honor you tonight. Hallelujah, we honor you with our praises. We honor you by fearing you, reverencing you. We honor you. We worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord. We recognize your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit has revealed the word. This word that we minister tonight is your word. And your word don't go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish all that is intended and set out to do. So we bless you for that. Father, we bless you for every person that's on this telephone line tonight. God, God, you know every single need. You know all about us. You know what we're going through. We know, God, our different various circumstances. So we call on you, God, and we speak the blessings of God. We speak your power over every single life. God, we speak, God, those that need deliverance, that you are delivering them. We thank you that you're setting them free. We thank you that you're healing sick bodies. We are thanking that you're taking away the pain and the aches. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are our God. We can call on you, that you are almighty, all-powerful. Hallelujah. God, you said that you will not be such a high priest that we can't touch you with the feelings of our infirmities, God. Oh, my God, we touch you tonight. We reach out to you, or every person that's represented, their homes, all that's connected here, all that's connected to this prayer line, all that's connected to you, God. We are believing you for the body of Christ at large. We pray for one another. You told us to encourage one another with these words, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, we thank you that we can be above and not beneath, that we can be the head, not the tail. God, we thank you that we'll have more than enough, that we can bless others. We have more than enough to share. Hallelujah. God, I pray that the people on this line will begin to be ministers, to minister your word, even in the day, oh God, in the marketplace, in their workplace, God, that they will be a light, a shining light, God. They invite others. We pray that others will come also and join us on this line. We call it from the north, the south, the east, the west, that the people will begin to come, that you will draw them, Father, by your Holy Spirit. You will draw them, God, into the churches, those that are sitting at home and Eve, that you will draw them, that you will let the Holy Spirit draw them back into church, where your presence remains, where your presence shows up. By God, you said where there's two or three touching in agreement, in your name, you promised to be in the midst. So we praise you. We call forth anointed services when we step into to your tabernacle, when we step into your temple, Lord. God, that we pray and we believe that your presence will show up, God, that we will praise you, God. We will come in with one mind, one purpose, to look to you, because you're the author and you're the finisher of our faith. Grow us up in you, God. Grow us up, God, that it's time for us to go forth and doing the kingdom work. It's time for us to grow up and mature in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe that you will put a press in their heart, God, even through this prayer. We call it forth tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We'll bless our families, bless our children. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, bless what we put our hands to do, God. We call forth the favor of God to lead and guide us and order our steps, even when we go out in the morning time. God, that you will bless us. Bless, even put a covering over our vehicles, God, that we praise you and we bless you, that there be no mechanical problems and no accidents, no incidents, but you keep us covered with your blood. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for such a time as this. We bless you at all times, and we will continuously give your name the praise, because you are worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory. Oh, God, we thank you so much, God, because you are so good. You are so kind to us. God, we worship you. We worship you, hallelujah, in spirit, hallelujah. Oh, my God, you are our deliverer. And, Father, we bless you. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you for those who have charge over us, even in the workplace, that we will honor you, God, but we will do the work to the glory and honor of God. Oh, God, that we have to give an account for all the things that we do. So we bless you and we honor you. We thank you how you keep watching over our children. You protect them on the school bus. You protect them, God, even in the school. schoolrooms, even in our colleges and the institutions all over the land. God, we call forth your anointing, your presence. Show up, hallelujah, and we come against the spirit of darkness. We cover ourselves with the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you tonight. We know that all things are working together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody, join me in saying praise in God. Hallelujah. Join me in giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God gave us an anointing word tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank you, Lord, because you're worthy. We praise you, God. We thank you right now. We glorify you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight. Oh, my God. You're awesome. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but where I am, the presence of God is filling this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the time, the clock here says it's time to go, but I pray that you have been blessed tonight, and I pray that you will grab hold of faith, that you will walk in the newness of life, that you are free, that you stay free, and that you continue to experience the glory of God, the glory of the latter-day blessings. Amen, amen. So I want to say to you all, this is coming up the first Sunday, so there is church school at 9:50, and then service will be at 11 o'clock. And we are asking, pray for the service. Come in and be blessed. Come in to the church school. That there's so much to learn. It's a blessing. And I just pray that you'll continue to keep us in your prayers, and pray for Pastor and I. And we love you, and with you continue to be blessed and encourage one another. Remember, invite someone. I want to see this line grow. I want to see them. I think that sometimes we have 38 people and 40 people, whatever. This line can grow to 100 folks. But you know what? We've got a work to do. There is a work to do because the time is ending, and we have to spread the word of God as quickly as possible. So God is depending on us to do that. Amen, and I praise God for you. I love you, and I pray that you'll have a blessed, blessed night. Amen?
Amen.
And we will see you on Sunday. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.